morning. The Lord be with you. Welcome to Christ Chapel. Welcome to Gustavus Adolphus College. Welcome to the 76th Annual Festival of St. Lucia. A special thank you to Dr. Chad Winterfeld, our organist, and Bell Choir conductor, Dr. Brandon Dean, conductor of the Lucia Singers, and of course, Barb Larson-Taylor, our organizer of this event. We trust this morning that the light of God found in the light of Lucia is with you this day. Thank you.
Let us pray. God of God and light of light, we ask your blessing as we celebrate the festival of St. Lucia. We rejoice knowing that you dispel our darkness with the coming of your Son, just as the festival of light today reminds us to prepare again for Advent. Illumine us this day with Lucia's light, that we may follow her example by helping those for whom hunger and need are real and ever-present. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the compassionate light of the world. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all of the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child who has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Service, strength, courage, leadership, compassion. The legend of St. Lucia has portrayed these beautiful qualities for centuries. Today, we are blessed to see the same qualities shine throughout our community with the help of many strong young women. The violent but hopeful story of St. Lucia begins with a woman born in the 4th century in Sicily, Italy. Her name, Lucia, comes from the root word lux, meaning light. Lucia was born to a noble and prosperous family in the Christian tradition and was raised by her mother. When her mother fell ill, Lucia vowed and prayed that if her mother was ever healed, she would remain unmarried and devote her life to God. Lucia's mother regained her health, and Lucia revealed her vow. Remaining faithful to her promise, Lucia refused to marry, and what would have been her dowry was given to the poor. Lucia's suitor was very upset and uncooperative, and he reported her to the government, accusing her of being a witch who helped Christians. Lucia was martyred at 20 years old because she refused to renounce the Christian faith. According to Swedish legend, after Lucia's death, a maiden clothed in white and crowned with light appeared on the shore of the Swedish province of Värmland on a ship. This occurred during a time of great famine, and it is believed that Lucia distributed food and clothing to the needy. St. Lucia is now celebrated and honored all over the world as a symbol of service and light. For myself, the characteristics of St. Lucia fall into two categories, interaction and action. First, how do we choose to interact with the world around us? As unique members of one human family, we have the power to radiate light into the lives of others through our acts of service and compassion. If we choose to interact with one another in love, acceptance, and empathy, we are capable of transforming hatred into beauty and darkness into light. Second, how do our actions affect the world around us? Hate and darkness exist in our lives. We do not have control over everything that happens in the world, and sometimes pain and obstacles get thrown in our path that test our character. How we choose to react and respond when presented with these situations can have a direct impact on the world around us. If we take a courageous stand on what we believe to be right, while using the magnificent strength that exists within us to lead our community forward, we will create change. That change will then influence those who follow us and shed light to fight the darkness. During my first year at Gustavus, I was faced with an immense amount of suffering, hatred, and darkness after I was sexually assaulted by someone I trusted. This experience left me weak and silent. My innocence and control in the world had been stolen from me. But just as God helped Lucia find her light when confronted with such violence and betrayal, God gave me the strength to see my own light when I needed it most. God guided me in finding the courage I needed to stand up for myself, for what was right, and for others who had been hurt in the same way. Prior to this experience, I was blind to the brilliant light that exists within myself. Now that I have discovered it, I can see the great impact that sharing this light can have on the world around me. My hope is that in remaining open about my life experiences, it will in turn bring courage to others so that they can do the same. I am forever committed to standing up for what I believe in, and I believe that the light of St. Lucia lives within each one of us. It's simply a matter of tracking it down and choosing to finally put it to use. Isaiah 9:2 tells us, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness on them has light shone." This is a message that all people can live by. For those who are weak and suffering, we can bring strength and compassion. We have the power to bring light to those in darkness. Embrace the light that lives within you and let it shine brilliantly. Enjoy the holiday season, and God bless you.
Let us pray. Today we give thanks for all the Gustavus women throughout the years who have been recognized for embodying the qualities of St. Lucia. May we be inspired to lives of courageous leadership and service to others. May our faith be made visible through daily acts of charity, kindness, and thoughtfulness. And may the compassion of God fill our hearts during this season of Advent. Amen.